So I'm here with Paul from Design Odyssey, who's going to explain to us this absolutely incredible compact bathroom system. So, Paul, what is it?
Hi, Katie. Well, this is an all-in-one vertical bathroom. It consists of a top shower up here, which rotates out. A shower lower down for children, etc. And then we have the system module for flushing the toilet, so that's hidden away. And then we have a couple of storage units for storing your bottles, etc. There's lids on there to prevent the water getting in.
So you can actually lift these up and store stuff inside them. Okay.
You lift them up, you can put your wire baskets in there, customise it how you want. And then we have the basin module as well, which is a stainless steel bowl, monoblock mixer tap, soap dispenser, and then your shower controls to control the two overhead showers.
Fantastic.
And that rotates out the way as well, revealing your toilet, which has a soft close seat and a stainless steel pan. And then in here we have the toilet roll, and on the other side we have a toilet brush. So it's very compact, very functional. Next year we're hoping to beef it up and really do a luxury version with a mirror TV and some lighting as well. And there's plenty of extras we could add there upon request.
And so what sort of price are we talking to?
For the all-in-one, as you see, it's around about just under 10,000, including VAT.
Okay, and is it available now?
It'll be available in the next couple of months. We're just finishing off a couple of tweaks on it, and it'll be ready to go.
Fantastic. Paul, thanks ever so much for your time, and thanks ever so much for showing us the system. First of all, excuse the light. It's actually not just me getting incredibly sunburned last weekend. It's just very red in here. This is the house of the future, after all, so why not have red lights instead of white? I am actually sitting on the Hoverit lounger, which is incredible because it purely uses magnets to basically hover. And what you can see is, if I move around, is that the chair actually moves around, but is based just basically on these magnets pushing off each other, and it's incredibly sturdy. It's not very comfortable, obviously, without the seats on, the actual cushions on, but this gives you a sense of, you know, what this chair actually does. And it also gives you a sense of the fact that it's quite tough, so it could be outside, it could be in your house, and in that respect it could definitely be one of the chairs of the future.
So we're here at the HTC Diamond launch in London, and we managed to get our hands on the latest handset to check it out and see what it's about. What do you get? Well, you get a 3.2 megapixel camera. There's HSDPA 7.2 in the unit, so you can upload and download at high speed. There's also Wi-Fi. But the impressive thing is the new TouchFlow 3D interface, which, if you just push your finger on there, allows you to scroll through very quickly the different settings, chosen weather. Now, it runs on mobile 6.1, but pretty much it doesn't look like 6.1 in any shape or form. In fact, the internet browser is run through Opera rather than Internet Explorer 6. And as you can see, it's very graphical in its approach. And if we go quickly to the photos and videos, everything is very pretty. The images sort of scroll up. Or we go to people, and you can assign photos where you can look through, and it scrolls through like a Rolodex. But also the internet's very quick, so we press the button here, page loads. Now double tapping zooms in, you can scroll around just like the iPhone. And what's interesting is that the text will also resize according to the screen rather than trying to. So we've got some text here. So I'm going to double tap in. As you can see, it's automatically resized. The double tap and it expands back out, and that's really clever. And that's the HTC Diamond due out on all networks in the UK in June.
So this might look like a normal Velux window, but it's not. How many times have you looked around flats in London where obviously there is no space and it says Juliet balcony? Well, check this out. Now, I know I have a really silly look on my face when I did that, but the first time they showed me, I thought it must be incredibly heavy, but actually I'm a complete weed and it was no weight at all. And it's also really, really easy to collapse. So all you have to do is lift up these little catches. So there's one there, one on this side, pull it back in, and click it down. Dead easy. This is the Cabrio balcony system from Velux, and it's about £2,000, and it will be available on the market very soon. So I hope you enjoyed our Dash Around Grand Designs live, and I hope also it's given you some inspiration ideas for your home. Maybe not now, but maybe for the future. Thanks for watching.